Hey, welcome to our Intentional Living Center during our One Thing Week here at the center. And God bless you for coming and being a part of the show. We got a lot of people ready to talk to us today about how God's moving in their life and how they're being more intentional and really landing on this thing of one thing. Life is so hard, and they're finding, as I have found, that when we get really intentional about what is one thing today that'll bring glory to God and benefit to me, and let that percolate to the surface and focus on that one thing until it becomes a new habit or a new direction in our life, and make sure you give God the glory because He's the one allowing you to do it, you're going to have the trickle-down effect, as they used to say. It's going to trickle down into your life and your family and those you love. So you're welcome to share your story at 888-888-1717 on our storyline today. So come on in. Let's get to the calls in just a moment. We're going to go to Michigan, but first, take a listen to this.
Man, I've worked on my marriage for a long time now. I've tried asking my wife, what do I say or what I do that shows you I love you? And I'm kind of at a loss here now where I don't know how to get her to desire me, to want me.
My husband and I have been married for about a year. We just had a baby 3 months ago. And how is a good way just trying to live every day, you know, without getting too stressed or taking it out on each other?
What does a believer do more intentionally to get along? A believer and a non-believer being together.
And I have a question about communicating with my husband, and it seems like, you know, every time we try to get our point across, or we're both trying to get our point across, we're not getting anywhere, and I'm not really sure how to go about this.
Yeah, well, I have a question. Newly married to a woman that's generous, has a big heart, but she has no children of her own. And I have two children, and periodically I have to converse and see these other mothers. My wife does not understand, and I don't understand.
My husband is in basic training, but has asked for a divorce. And I'm just curious as to how, as a believer and a follower of Christ, how hard do I fight?
Life is hard. And sometimes we make it harder than it ought to be, and that's why here at Intentional Living, we want to get ourselves off of being addicted to stupid, as I said earlier in the week, because that's what we can do. And I want to talk about circles of control and circles of influence, and we'll get to that a little bit later in the show today. I think that'll be an aha moment for some of you. It has been for me and others, and we'll get into that a little bit. Right now, though, the power of one thing. Doris, you're waiting for us in Michigan. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Was listening to the program. I was saying I've been challenged very much so in the patient area, which I am pretty, it's my gift, I guess, from the Holy Spirit. But as a young person, I've had a lot of patience, and somehow God brings to me a lot of like hostile situations around. And many times I have to think, not with my head, but lean on the Lord to show me how I to answer, or just to hold my peace. And a lot of times just holding the peace really straightens the situation out better, much better than sometimes answering when someone is hostile.
So you're talking to somebody.
It doesn't bring any fruit.
You're talking to someone and they're hostile toward you about your faith or whatever the topic is?
About faith or any kind of topic. It sounds like some people have such a short button.
Yeah.
They don't even give you a chance to explain. They're like ready to blow at the moment. And like, okay, Lord, how do I handle this? You know, just help me, please, all my life. So as a very young person, I was always, you know, being more patient as I'm becoming older, which I'm now, you know, and the later years. But anyhow, the point is I'm still trying, not just in my own strength. I know the Lord, He's the director of our life. He helps us if we trust Him. And I lean on Him every time. And when I know that I don't give in to what is around me, when I hold my peace about it, and sometimes just not answer at all, it seems to calm the situation down. It's like the storm. And I just like say, peace, Lord. I don't want no hostility. I don't want to react to this. You know, sometimes afterwards I thought, oh, I could have said this or I could have said that. It's just my flesh trying to react.
Yeah. Well, let me give let me speak to you and others who struggle with this, because this is an issue in life. in the world, especially today. We live in such an angry, hostile, angry world today. People are taking positions early and they're defending them and they're arguing, and we see it on TV, we see it online, we hear it even when I turn on certain radio shows. Sometimes the profanity and the kind of language people are using toward each other, I just think this is not the way I recall our country or our relationships. And now that seems to be the issue today. Here's a couple of things as a reminder when it comes to interactions with people that can press your button. Here's a verse that says, to the extent that lies within you, live at peace with everyone. In other words, we have a responsibility. So as far as possible, we live at peace with someone. That's not always possible. I get that. But we don't have to allow them to push too many buttons, right? That's a really powerful thing, that we have that responsibility of leaning on the Lord. Which let me give another verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, two verses. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. And then, this is the part that if we do that, then this occurs, then He will direct your path. He will then direct you on how to respond to a situation. Lean on Him, trust Him, acknowledge He's here. Holy Spirit, I need you right now. This person's driving me up the wall, and I'm about to blow. I'm about to say things I don't want to say, right? And so my one thing, Lord, is to acknowledge that You're here, and since You're present, I can't say this. I mean, think about it. If God was standing right there, He is, His Holy Spirit, would you say or do what you're about to do? Interesting thought. Ooh, that got me too.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hello, my name's Charles, and I just wanted to leave a message. I've been a worrier, worrying all my life about stuff, and since I was 9 years old, I developed a full-blown ulcer, worrying. And I think in the past 24 hours, just listening to Family Life Radio, I've learned from God's Word that I have nothing to worry about, because God is right here with me right now. I just want to thank Family Life Radio for just knowing what we feel. I'm not sure how you know, but you know. And thank Dr. Randy's teaching. And that's it. I'm not worrying no more. Thank you so much.
I love that. The end. Thank you, Charlie. You know, the fact the scripture is very clear. Be anxious for nothing. That's a troubling verse in 2 Timothy 1:7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer, with supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. And it goes on to talk about the peace that will follow. But it's a hard thing not to be anxious for anything, because I tend to be wired up with anxiety. When I was younger, I went through a period of several months, maybe a year even, where I had occasional panic attacks out of the blue. They're scary things. Some of you can relate. It was a stressful time, all the kids and work and ministry. But at the same time, I think God allowed me to go through that to have some empathy. The fact that many of us, maybe you today, you're wrestling with things. And it's not because you don't trust God, or you're not spiritual enough, or God loves you, or you're going through stuff. Come on. We live in a fallen world. But as we get into Scripture, we realize, hey, there's something I can do. I don't need to be anxious. I am. I'm struggling with it. You may need to get some help for it. I get it. Some people have to get help. I get it. But the Bible says, but in everything with prayer, supplication, which is simply a request, God, I need your help, and gratitude. That's huge. Gratitude, thanksgiving. And then I would add, going into helping serve other people. That's a way of getting our minds sometimes off of our own situation. you know, the Bible says when we do those first three things, then the peace of God will come. That's powerful. All right, let's get to the calls. By the way, thank you for your support. Intentional Living is 100% listener supported. And I'm just going to bluntly say we need you. Your support every month keeps us going around here. And I would ask you to come and join us today. Be a part of this journey. People coming to Christ, lives being changed. I think that's a great investment in a world that has a lot of lesser important investments. How do you do that? You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Press number 2 and you'll talk to our staff, or just go online to theintentionallife.com. Sean, are you there in New York?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing much better. Thank you.
It says God got your attention. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. He got my attention, right? I've been been several years since I've actually carried on a relationship with him, and that I've hid because I was afraid of what he might think and what I thought people thought of me and such. And he got my attention, you know. First time was a table saw with my hands. Second time was a hamstring injury. And this time he purposely slowed me down so that I'd talk to him and get things back right. I was injured back in March and had an injury with my knee. So now I walk with a cane. In less than 3 weeks, I'll be 62. And it took the Lord a long time to get a hold of me, or should I say to get a hold of him. And he's taught me to talk to him no matter whether I'm crying along the way, no matter whether I'm listening to music, no matter what, you know, to get a hold of him, to leave things with him that he will take care of. I believe it's Matthew that says, ask, ye shall receive, knock, and shall be open to those that seek in that.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly how it goes, but I know that there's also a song that speaks to me, Lord. And I'd like to have people, you know, that they've never heard of the lady by the name of Amy Grant. It's a song that went back a number of years ago. It's called I Have Decided. And if you've ever listened to that, you know what it's talking about. It's talking about the world and what they say in that. And you decide finally that no matter what the world says, I'm not going to listen to him. I'm going to put the Lord first. I'm going to listen to him.
Yeah.
And it took me that time to get injured, to take a slummy down, recheck out after the pastor of the church where I go now came in to see where I was working at the time where I got injured. And I got to make friends with them. And long story short, I've checked out the, you know, the different things of what the church is about, what they believe and stuff. And it all matches with God's word.
Yeah, and then the key is to get plugged in, plugged into a fellowship where God's word is being taught. What you're sharing, Sean, is something that we teach. God uses aha moments. He also uses oh no moments. I prefer the aha moments myself. The ones where there's an insight, the Holy Spirit reveals something, or a friend or counselor or pastor or message or something on the radio or a song. And I think we've probably all had it. Sometimes maybe it's when you're in a car driving down the road listening, and all of a sudden you kind of get a thought, hey, that kind of hits me, you know, where I am. And if we act on those things intentionally, I think we save ourselves a lot of problems. But God will also use oh no moments. He did for the Apostle Paul, didn't he? I mean, that was a slap on the side of the head. Right off onto the ground. And that was an oh-no moment for the Apostle Paul. And fortunately for all of us, he took the message. And it was transformational for him and for many of us in his part in writing Scripture. All right, Sean, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate your call. Let me go to Jim next in Michigan. Hey, Jim, thank you for calling. How's it going today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Good. What's your one thing?
I've gotten back to just recently scripture memory. So, and it's Hebrews 12:14. And it kind of goes with the previous two callers back about peace. I was laughing as I was listening to it. Anyway, it's Hebrews 12:14. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
Amen.
And it's really, you know, you put it on a 3x5 card, and it really helps with road rage. You stick it there, and
is that something you wrestle with? Kind of getting short fuse?
Yeah, getting upset with people getting in your lane and head-on collision, or just all the selfishness. And it used to be something I would be upset with, but since I've been doing Pursue Peace with all people, I mean, it's infecting all areas of my life.
How so?
But especially with that, just being more mindful of not reacting and responding and being more humble, I think. And I was telling your screener that when I called, I said, there have been plenty of opportunities for me to choose anxiety and lose my what I call Jesus peace and pursue peace. And that also includes me and includes my self-talk.
Right.
But I think about myself as well, you know. And the Lord says great things about me. So, yeah, pursue peace with all people and serving people and just kind of being more mindful and not avoiding conflict, but within the conflict, because today's times are kind of requiring us to call people on stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Just the crazy thoughts, you know. Some people think it's okay to assassinate political.
Yeah, well, those things have to be called out for sure. I mean, we do live in a very dangerous time, unfortunately. Hey, Jim, you made a really good point. Those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ, seeking peace, you know, the Bible says to us that we are to be blessed are the peacemakers. Now, by the way, keep in mind that doesn't, as our pastor said the other Sunday, several Sundays ago, that doesn't mean we're always going to be the peacekeepers. In other words, we can't always keep peace. We can't be responsible for someone outside of our circle of control. But, you know, I can be within my little circle. I can be a person of peace in a world that's not very peaceful even toward me. And that doesn't mean that we don't have a defensive position and be able to, you know, protect ourselves. I'm talking not only physically, but just in other ways. I get it with boundaries and all that. But within our little circle, when people step into our circle, work with me in that word picture. When someone steps into your circle, they may be angry, but do they really feel this is a different environment? In my little circle of control, am I a person of peace? That's an inside job, right? It's a decision that we make to live a life of peace. Hey, Jim, I'm glad you called. It's great. Scripture memorization. You realize if you memorized one verse every day for the next year, you could have memorized all the verses in Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. I think that's about 300 and some verses. Someone's going to do the math, I know. There are two kinds of tripwires I'm going to talk about. One is a tripwire that's external, things that happen outside of us that just happen as a result of the dates on the calendar or situations that we have really no control over, but boom, God intends for them to be used in our life. There's another set of tripwires or things that happen inside of us, emotionally, relationally, and so on, that I think that we can use. The number one tripwire I think as Christians we need to have is communion. That's kind of strange, thinking about that. Every month, maybe in your church, you have communion. Some churches every week you have communion. Some are more formal, some are less formal. But you think about the fact that Jesus, through the Apostle Paul, brought to our awareness that we should never forget coming together as believers for communion. That's an excerpt from the lesson this month on tripwires. It's available at our website. It's made available because of the prayerful, consistent, ongoing financial support of men and women all over the country who are standing with us here at the Intentional Living Ministry, part of Intentional Life Media, and part of Family Life Radio. We have our own budget within the ministry. We're a ministry within the ministry. And it's all about helping people globally through our podcast, radio program, and so on, to, you know, figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. That's our ministry verse. And then we break that down into how does that actually happen in our lives? How can we experience our life the way God intended? And that's why we do what we do. And I just want to say a huge thank you to those of you who support us. Come join us. Go to theintentionallife.com today, theintentionallife.com, or call 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm calling from Michigan. And my intentional life and prayer has changed in this way. I've been married for 8 years. Been separated for almost a year. Never prayed for my husband a day. 2 times we prayed together concerning a job and concerning our marriage. 2 out of 10 years together. But now, I can honestly say, I pray for my husband every day. I pray for reconciliation every day. I pray for a second chance every day. And I know God's going to give it to me because my God is a big God. We serve an awesome God. God bless you.
Thank you, Sarah. He has. Hey, before we get back to the calls, I do want to say thank you. I mentioned a moment ago we're listener supported. I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge some folks who have joined us recently here over the last several weeks and saying, hey, Randy, count me in. Kim, you've done that from Lynn Haven, Florida. Monthly support. Thank you, Kim. Teresa in Tucson, our hometown here. Thank you for joining us, Teresa. Appreciate that. Alfonso joined us in Overland Park, Kansas, and Joshua in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate it. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is the Intentional Living Ministry. Our mission statement says that we are here to encourage you and help you to really experience your life the way God intended. And when that happens, we go to bed at night thankful, and we feel like we've done our part of what God's called us to do. We want to be with you. And one of the areas we often talk about is marriage, and sometimes it gets really tough. And Judy, it sounds like you've had some moments in your own marriage, what, like 54 years of marriage? Congratulations. So what is it that you guys, kind of what's your one thing when you face that?
In those times, we choose to remember what it was about the other one that caused us to love to start with.
Yeah. What was it?
Well, for me, it was his personality and his easy laugh. And for him, I think it was my sense of humor because I made him laugh.
54 years. What was where was the low point in 54 years?
I think it was probably when the children were getting involved in junior high and high school. Because there were so many activities going on that the time that we had to communicate and spend together was less.
So how did it, when the kids left home, were you guys prepared for that empty nest? Or was there sort of, oh, now who are we? We got to get started over again here.
It was actually not too bad because we had a basement apartment. So when our children got married, they moved into the basement apartment until they could afford a house.
Yeah.
So it was an easy transition, and I think our daughter moved down into the apartment when she was a senior in high school, and so we didn't have as much communication or control because she was 18. We didn't have a lot of control over, because she worked nights as well, so it was easier.
So you transitioned okay into that, and you look back, these are good years.
Yes, of course, health issues, and sometimes at the age that we are, you have to speak the same thing twice because you haven't heard it.
Hello. Yeah, I understand. Yes. So you turn the radio. That's why you got to keep the radio a little bit louder too, right?
That's right. The radio has to be a little louder, and then you have to talk a lot louder.
Then you have to remember it later too. Boy, there's a lot when you get old in that you have to remember things, hear things, see things. All right. Young guys, you got to be more patient, right? Hey, listen, we're talking about the power of one thing here. And thank you for being a part of Intentional Living today. And your stories are so tremendous. We have literally thousands of stories that have come in that have been recorded and people we've talked to. I did a little math the other day and we've talked to over 50,000 people on the radio. And you know, one of the things I've learned is that each of us sometimes get it, but then don't follow through. Other times we get it and we do follow through. And when we do that, that's really what intentional living is. It is not about perfection. I need to say this clearly, that this thing, and the word intention really is talking about having a goal and pursuing it every day. That's really what it is. Doesn't get you saved. It's not going to get you into heaven. Please don't stand before God someday and say, well, I listened to intentional living. I was intentional and I thought I'd get into heaven. God is the one who's intentional. And as a result of his intentionality and his love for us, for by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God. So we don't boast. But when we choose to then live intentionally, we're bringing glory to him and benefit to ourselves. That's really the cycle here we're talking about. All right, we're going to run out of time. Let's get to Rita. Rita, thanks for your call. What's your one thing?
My one thing, most important thing anyway, is the time that as my children were growing up, there were four of them, and I would spend time alone with them. Every week I'd try to spend at least 30 minutes or 45 minutes going to ice cream or the library or to the park, and just would spend time asking them what they thought about certain things, you know, what their colors were, favorite colors, favorite things, and I wrote that down, and I actually have that to this day. Also, what I feel is important is intentional vacations as a family, at least every couple of years. And the third thing was church camp. You know, they all went to church camp at least two or three summers every year, yeah. And that's where they were saved, obviously. I mean, they could have been saved in church, too. But
camp is a big deal, that's right.
Right, it is. And they were all baptized and stuff like that. So, and even now, I have a granddaughter that I get together with on a periodical basis, and I don't feel that she knows the Lord. But it's important for me to establish the relationship, and we've been doing it for several years now, just, you know, every couple of weeks, and she's going to have a baby in February. I'm excited about that, first great grandchild. So I think that's important, too, for grandparents, especially if they have grandchildren in the area, in the vicinity where they live, to establish, even if it's just to talk about what's going on in their life, you know. And I tell her I pray for her, too, you know, and she goes, you know, she doesn't say a whole lot, but that's okay. It's just, you know, what's important is a relationship.
Yeah, that's it. There's the one thing. Grandmas and grandpas, having those relationships with your kids, really powerful. Got to run. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Every day we focus on what does it mean to experience life the way God intended. And boy, we appreciate hearing all your one thing stories this week. If you'd like to share yours, the number is 888-888-1717. For Jennifer, Stephen, myself, Randy Carlson, our team here, God bless you. Be intentional. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.